I'm Yasmeen.
And I'm Mackenzie, and this is the Gut Feelings Podcast.
This is a podcast for someone who likes their vegan cheese boards,
free workout videos,
astrological memes,
and breaking down what it actually means to be well.
We'll talk about practical and approachable ways to self-care,
love and relationships,
personal growth,
and navigating the modern world as a young woman.
So I'm here with one of my best friends in the world, Mackenzie Richmond, and I'm very excited to be podcasting with you today and hopefully for future episodes, depending on how this goes. So for those of you who don't know, Mackenzie is a plant-based chef. We actually met both working at a plant-based culinary academy, but she currently has a meal delivery service here in Los Angeles, which is where we both live, and she is now a podcaster.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I do.
And she's a new dog mom.
Yeah, no, that's, you said it. That's what
I
do.
Is there anything else you would add?
Plant-focused chef. Certified.
Sorry, focused.
And a certified holistic nutritionist.
Newly certified.
Dog momming.
Cooking, eating, drinking wine.
Grooving.
Drinking wine as of this moment.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only way we could actually get ourselves to get in front of a microphone.
Well, I'm here with Yasmeen Lee, one of my friends.
No, I'm just kidding.
One of my closest friends.
Business partner.
My business associate. She is a social media maven, well-versed in the world of digital marketing, graphic design, and also a holistic nutritionist, mom of one, and also me, so mom of two.
I'm newly a doula, a full-spectrum doula. Prenatal, birth, postpartum, and I incorporate my nutrition training into that aspect of what I do. But yeah, other than that, you got it. Social media maven. That's exactly how I would describe myself as well. It's on my LinkedIn right now.
Yeah, so we created the Gut Feelings podcast because we believe in our gut feelings.
I thought it was just because I like to talk about myself and wanted more people to hear. But so we started the Gut Feelings podcast because we figured it was an all-encompassing name to talk about not only wellness, which is something that we're both really passionate about, physical wellness in all of the forms that manifests in our lives, also about our emotional wellness and how we move through the world as women in our 20s in 2020.
Love that.
And how our gut feelings kind of affect the moves that we make.
100%.
So here we are.
Here we are on Yasmeen's couch, drinking wine.
Biodynamic, of course. But we hope you find some type of value through this podcast. If not anything else, then hopefully just some laughs. You can laugh at us. That is fine with me. As long as you leave us a 5-star review. Anyway, we're going to now get into the podcast. And we appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of your day to listen to us try to figure this out. And we hope you enjoy.
The end.
So today we want to talk a little bit about something that I'm sure a lot of you can relate to and are struggling with, especially throughout this year. Essentially, it's about body image and struggles with that and just struggling with maybe gaining some weight and just not feeling comfortable in your body, whatever that might be. It's something that we both have talked a lot about throughout this year and something that, again, I'm sure a lot of you can relate to. So we figured maybe it was a good time to just have a conversation about it.
Yeah, I think we both are women. We're people. We're susceptible to, we're on social media. Comparison. We're seeing people like host live workouts. It's all part of the world that we're in. Body image is literally the crux of everything that we do.
I think specifically being involved within the wellness world can be especially triggering, especially on social media, because in a lot of ways the wellness world is just diet culture rebranded.
100%.
We both have talked kind of extensively about specific people that we follow that might be kind of triggering, and not to say that they're doing anything specifically wrong, it just might be triggering for our personal experiences, but there are a lot of ways in which the wellness world is essentially diet culture rebranded. That's not to say that wanting to feel good and these practices that we both enjoy are bad, because like I said, we're both very invested into this wellness world. It's just trying to navigate that, and just like anything, it's finding the balance between doing things to feel good and even doing things to look a way that makes you feel good, because I don't think that there's anything wrong with that as well, but also not buying into these ideas that are essentially just diets or essentially just capitalism and ways to spend your money, thinking that you're going to look a certain way when you get out of it.
Right. Like signing up for quick detoxes or
juice cleanses,
resets, you mm-hmm. know, that language can be really triggering. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying, there is value to eating healthy foods, eating nutritional foods, to taking part in practices that make you feel good. Working out every day, it feels good. Finding a balance within those workouts and what you're choosing to do is important, because it doesn't mean running yourself into the ground to look a certain way or to get your, you know, arms to be a certain shape. It's sort of like when you go onto YouTube and you look up workout videos, I see a lot of like toned arms, toned abs, perfect butt, or like 500 calorie burning class. And I think that that is perpetuating one, fat phobia, which is a whole other realm. But I think also it's perpetuating this idea that you have to like burn calories and have your arms look a certain way to feel good. Whereas I think for myself, one thing that I've sort of been working on is just doing things because they feel good. Moving to feel good, and for my mental health. I mean, that's really the biggest reason.
Well, the interesting thing coming from a marketing perspective is that the reason that they're titling things like toned abs, flat stomach,
right,
butt lift, whatever it is because that's what people are going to click on, right? That's what I click on.
Totally.
I'm not clicking on a workout that's like a workout to feel enlightened,
right,
or like to open up your lungs or whatever it is.
Yes. What like, is to open up your stomach?
It's so far-fetched that I can't even come up with a concept not a physical attribute that I'm trying to attain. It's because that's what we're looking for. And the reason that that's what we're looking for is because that's what we've been taught that we should be looking for throughout our entire lives. And another aspect of this, though, that we were just talking about is that now the pendulum is swinging all the way the other way, right? Where now if you're talking about wanting to lose weight, you know, maybe if you just don't feel your best at the weight that you're at, or it's not the healthiest weight for you personally, wanting to lose weight or wanting to feel a certain way in your body is now demonized, where it's like, oh, if you're talking about that, it's diet culture. And it's a very fine line. It's a very, very fine line, because I can totally agree with and see both sides, where I think, you know, as nutritionists, it's okay for people to want to lose weight, to be healthier, to feel good, to have more energy, to like the way that they look and what they see in the mirror. But it's a super fine line between that and between diet culture and fitting into a specific size and looking a specific way, because that's what you see represented in the media and on social media and what you see as the one way to be attractive. And I think that's where it really gets tricky. And that's something that influences both of our lives and our mindsets and the way that we approach things and kind of what we're trying to unlearn and the way that we're trying to approach wellness and coming from a place of, okay, what's the balance there? What can we get out of that that's positive? And how can we take care of ourselves in a way that really is to feel good and to just love the way that we feel in these physical bodies and not just to fit in a certain size or to look like a certain person that you see on social media?
Totally.
And it's difficult because we're both saying that, right, from like an objective, rational, conscious perspective, but that's totally different than like what influences the things that I do and the way that I think.
Yeah, I mean, this sort of mindset has been ingrained in us, you know, especially as women, since childhood. I mean,
throughout our entire lives.
You're so like, tiny, you're so cute, you're so pretty, like it starts there, and you want to see yourself in the girls that you see on the billboards or in magazines or on Disney Channel, you know, you want to see yourself in them. And I think it's an interesting, like what you're saying, it is the pendulum swinging. Just like with anything, it's important to find the balance. I think green juices are powerful and valuable. Do I think that you need to have celery juice on an empty stomach every morning to
shit your brains out and then feel and then feel skinnier for the rest of the day? Probably not.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. You could do that if you want, but I think it's about, you know, sort of wading through the why behind it, the intention behind it. Like, I love salads. Am I doing it because I want to look a certain way? I just happen to love them. And if it makes me look a certain way, then that's cool. I think sort of separating the attachment, the judgment behind why we're doing something, and also on both ends. Not judging yourself for wanting to do it. If you do want to maybe shed a few pounds, or if you do want to tone your arms, you know, I think there's, it's just a balance.
Which, first of all, let's be honest, toning one specific part of your body is not how it works.
Yeah.
But it's gotten to the point where it can feel a little bit paralyzing, where it's like, oh, well, I don't want to feed into fat phobia, into diet culture, but I also want to take care of myself and feel good. But oh, if I'm eating a salad, if I'm eating vegetables, does that mean that I'm feeding into diet culture? It's difficult to navigate these days, and we're not coming from a place of trying to tell you how to do it or what the answer is, because we're trying to figure it out ourselves. I know a little bit about my journey this year. I've eaten really well for years now, especially this year. I eat very clean. I'm not going to get into the specifics just in case it's triggering for anybody, but I, you know, work out every day and I eat super clean and like mostly plant-based, and I drink a ton of water, and I do all the things that you're quote unquote supposed to do. I do all the things that from my perspective is the barrier of entry for a lot of people to feel good. And I've also gained weight that I did not want to gain this year, and it can be really frustrating to come from that perspective of almost being like, what is there to do? Mm-hmm. I'm doing everything within a healthy range. And I don't want to get out of that healthy range, but I'm doing everything within a healthy range, and it might be frustrating to see influencers and people on social media who do have maybe a certain body type, or who are promoting certain lifestyle choices that I am doing that isn't exactly getting those results. But then also being on the end of being like, oh, well, I understand that in a lot of ways I have thin privilege, and the way that I move through the world and the way that people treat me isn't really influenced by the size of my body. But then also validating my feelings. And it's just, yeah. It's like difficult to navigate. There's a physical aspect, there's an emotional aspect, there's a social aspect.
But also I think there's an extra level to this year that maybe we should touch on as well, which is that like we're in the middle of a pandemic. This is an incredibly stressful year for the world. And I think it's easier to retain that stress, like those stressful feelings, those heavy feelings that maybe manifest themselves as weight gain or as just the feeling of heaviness, which then you can see in your body or you feel in your body. And I think that's something that I myself have been really sort of dancing with, I guess I could say. I don't want to say at war with, because at this point I do feel like it is sort of a beautiful dance that I'm finally at the place where it's just kind of, I feel like balanced, so I don't want to mislabel that. It did take a while. It was sort of a journey and had to do with hormone balancing and a lot of other things in my personal life. But I think I'm finally at the place where I'm realizing that what I see and who I see in the mirror is me, and I love her for who she is, no matter what she looks like. Because this is just the vessel that carries me. At the same time, like you were saying, Yaz, if you want to like be more toned or feel a little bit lighter, like I think that's totally valid. And I think I definitely have wanted that feeling. We were talking about earlier, you know, romanticizing who we were or what we looked like in the past. And, you know, it can be dangerous to do that, because I remember seeing a quote that I can't remember exactly what the phrasing was, but it was along the lines of, you're gonna always look back at yourself when you're younger and wish you looked like that, or wish you looked the same. And then you're gonna miss being in the healthiest shape of your life, or like being in the happiest you were, or like whatever, because you're looking in the past. And I think that's important. I think as a growing mid-20-year-old woman, our bodies change. And that's something that I have just sort of come to terms with this year, and that's the fact that my body has really changed. And I know you relate, Yaz, because you know you had a baby and your body changed in a lot of different ways from that. And I think it is a really difficult balancing act to sort of be aware enough to see that you know, your body's changing and just kind of, it's not easy to go along for the ride when things change, you know?
I mean, to be completely honest, you talking about, and I'm just looking in the mirror and I'm like kind of accepting like, this is me, but yeah. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not there yet. And consciously, like rationally, I can think that like when it comes to my friends, when it comes to people on social media, anybody else besides myself, I can see that very, very easily. And looking at even myself from the outside, I can see that very easily. But you can't unlearn years and years and years of programming and self-talk and outside influences just by being like, oh, well, I accept myself for who I am. I'm perfect now. And also coming as somebody who is, like, unfortunately in the dating scene.
Yeah.
And unfortunately in the dating scene as a single mom. And there's a lot of pressure that I put on myself in a way that I feel like I'm supposed to look in order to be attractive to other people, which is, again, I can look at that from the outside and be like, that's not healthy. That's not good. But it's true, and it's how I feel right now sometimes. But it's definitely up, and it's a roller coaster.
Yeah, well, I want to quickly say, like, I don't just, like, look in the mirror every single day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, girl, you got this, because I definitely have good days and bad days. But I think what I meant by that is just, like, I'm finally in a place where it doesn't feel like I'm constantly warring with myself. Mm-hmm. It feels a little bit more like I can look at myself in the mirror and just be like, that's a body, mm-hmm. and not feel, it's not every day, mm-hmm. you know, it's called, you know, body checking for a reason, mm-hmm. like, we all do it, and it's definitely a roller coaster, like you said.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm there yet. I don't feel like I'll ever be there. I think maybe I will be. I should be hopeful about mm-hmm. it. But I think as a woman, I was having this conversation with Garrett, my boyfriend, the other day, and I just was explaining to him the fact that he does not understand the sort of expectations that are put on us as women physically, emotionally, mm-hmm. societally. I think it's not to compare the genders here, not to really dive into that, but to just kind of touch on it, because I know that men have body image issues as mm-hmm. well.
And it's a whole other conversation to have, because they, I'm sure, don't feel like they're able to talk about it as outwardly as
right.
we are, because it's not as socially accepted. But there are differences in the way that we're raised, is for sure.
Totally.
And the way that we're praised and the way that we're valued. Like, I know I was valued a lot for, or complimented a lot for the way that I looked and all of that stuff. And I'm sure most women can relate in
yeah.
some way to that. So, of course, when you grow up and that starts to change, and bodies are meant to change, bodies will always change, you're going to age no matter what.
Yeah.
You're going to fluctuate, whatever it is. But it's hard to accept that when you feel like part of your value is in the way that you look, and maybe even the size that you are. And that is very hard to process. Although it seems like the conversation is starting to shift now, which is great, and I'm really hopeful for people that grow up in generations younger than us, it's not something that you can unlearn in a day. Like, a lifetime of growing up under this pressure and within this society and the way that it values women, and I always feel so weird saying women, but it's like,
it is women.
Yeah.
It 100% is women.
So yeah, it's interesting, to put it lightly. It's interesting to navigate throughout this world of, like, being pulled in two different directions completely, and kind of knowing where you want to end up and what your thought process should be. But then at the same time, we're all just our inner children, influenced by what we are told and
yeah,
kind of our experiences growing up, and you can't just ignore that.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to say something, I guess, on the surface level, even deeper than the surface level, it's one thing to understand a concept, but to actually apply that to your own thinking. That's why meditation is so difficult, you know? Like, I think that there's, the mind is powerful, and it's tough to push aside all of the extra shit to get to your little shining star of an inner child, as you said, and have that, like, carefree ease and joy. It's definitely not something that happens overnight, like you were saying. It's definitely not something that happens maybe even in one lifetime, because we're the balance that we're seeking to attain is constant. And it is a pendulum swing. I mean, I look at times in my life in the past where I've had like the lowest lows immediately followed by the highest highs. And I'm speaking directly to, I mean, on many different levels, but directly to my self-image, my body image perspective and the way that I was living in that body image. And it truly is a journey and we're all on it, especially as women, young adults.
I think the overarching theme here is that most of you, if not all of you, experience some form of self-esteem issues, especially with when it comes to your physical body. And also, it's okay to feel that way. And you shouldn't have to feel like you should be body positive when it comes to yourself all the time, because that's also just not realistic within the world that we live in. And
or even body neutral. It's like really difficult to be body neutral as well. Mm-hmm. Have you been saying that?
Mm. Is that just like
body neutral is like, yeah, this is my body. Like,
I don't know if I'll ever get there.
It's so hard to do any of those things. It's so hard to not look at your body and be negative or compare it, because we're humans. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do, especially when we're scrolling through Instagram, not, you know, looking at things that aren't necessarily real life.
But at the same time, you have so much more value than the way that you look and the way that your body is. And no matter what, you will always find something that you perceive to be wrong with it. And the people who you do see on Instagram or in magazines, or even the friends in your personal life who you look up to in that way, have insecurities as well and have something that they want to change about themselves as well. And it will never be good enough.
Yeah.
So it's just figuring out how you can live your best life and do the things that do make you feel your best physically and emotionally in the body that you have now, in order to move through the world in a positive way and not let that negatively affect your life.
Yeah. What she said. Absolutely. Our purpose is to be here, mm-hmm, as a person.
And Mackenzie, you have a hot body.
Oh my God, you have a hot body. We're here to be hot. That's it.
So check out our merch. It's hashtag here to be hot. Bumper stickers, t-shirts.
No, I mean,
there's nothing more embarrassing than preemptive merch. First episode. Oh,
yeah, that's true. Our merch is already out. It was out before this episode came out.
It's a laugh for
me. I know, it was bad. But yeah, I mean, we're here to be humans. We're here to human around. Like, what's, you know.
I almost just threw up in my mouth.
Well, if you get to the basis of why we're here, it's to have sex and mate. And that makes sense, that so much of what our action, like so much of, as you're saying,
like why we feel valued looking a certain way.
Exactly.
And why we strive so much and spend so much money and time on being quote unquote attractive. Even though you are attractive without all that stuff.
Yeah.
You really are. Somebody will want to fuck you no matter what, is what I'm totally saying. Totally.
You should want to fuck you no matter what.
Note to self.
I want to fuck me no matter what.
I love it.
Yeah. That's self-love.
Wanting to fuck yourself no matter what.
I think that's the goal.
And self-care. It's too romantic for me.
Wait, what?
What did you say? Did you just get lost in my eyes?
Yeah, I did. Sorry. No, wait. I said that's self-love, and you said and self-care.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I know now we're getting off on a tangent, but that's okay. Fine.
What else is a podcast besides one giant tangent?
That's true. Well, a friend of mine was just telling me today about something called M&M, which is, it's a sort of regime. She was told about it in a way.
I know what friend you're talking about.
That she was telling me, okay, so M&M, it's a sort of regime where you wake up first thing and you masturbate and then meditate. And she said it really makes your skin glow and it just boasts amazing benefits.
You know, I'm not going to buy into this one because it literally takes me hours to wake up. Also, I'm woken up by a 2-year-old. Yeah, yeah. If you think it, I'm going to wake up to crying and they'd be like, hold on, honey.
Gotta masturbate.
Mama's M&M-ing.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm into it. I think for me, like, I would have to sort of navigate that is by literally kicking my boyfriend out of bed and telling him, hey, I gotta, it's my time to be with myself. But it's important. Maybe it's not first thing. Maybe you just find the time to do that.
Yeah.
But I do think that there is power in masturbation, meditation for that body image.
Mm. Like, it's literally a form of self-care.
And when you do things that are caring for yourself, when you do things that are showing your self-love, then you're going to feel it. So moral of the story, if you're listening, go masturbate.
And that'll be... I'm going to go.
I'm just kidding. No, but I think it's all encompassing.
So I guess to end the podcast, Mackenzie, what are two ways that you take care of yourself and that you express your self-love in a physical matter, or just something that makes you feel good and makes you feel loved? Two things.
Okay, two things. Yeah, I mean, I think for me it's really simple. It starts with drinking water. Sounds crazy, I know, but a majority of the time I find myself frantically reaching for my water because I'm chronically dehydrated, or I'm caught up in some, you know, a million thoughts or a million projects, and I forget to take a moment for myself. Yeah, I think just taking 30 seconds to drink some water and pause to be is really powerful, and it makes me feel loved by drinking water. I mean, that can be a metaphor if you want, as, you know, just taking a moment to chill or be present and step away from whatever I'm running around with in my mind. I think another example, since you asked for two, would be getting outside, going on a walk, I don't know, like dancing in my mirror for a second.
Movement.
Just moving, yeah, I think.
Movement that doesn't feel forced.
100%. Yeah. Having fun. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck. Like, having fun.
Both.
Having fun and fucking. No, having fun just feels so fucking good. The older I get, I think the more I have to remind myself what pure joy, like, feels like. And it can just be flailing my arms around in my living room to Robin, you know, like, or who's more relevant.
It's not about what other people are going to,
that's true,
are going to perceive it. It's about what you like to play, yeah, flail your arms around to.
Yeah. So whether it be flailing my arms around to Robin in my living room, or doing a little stretch midday while I'm in the kitchen, it can just be any of those things.
Or if you don't feel good doing your workout 5 minutes in, stopping.
Which I did today.
Okay, well, I think my first one is spending time with friends. And anybody who's ever talked to me knows that I cannot stop talking about my friends. I have the best friends in the world. I know that my friends would do anything for me and vice versa, and I really, truly enjoy spending time with them, except for you, obviously.
Yeah, she's not talking about me.
But it makes me feel good about myself, and it makes me feel loved because I think that the people that I surround myself with are truly such amazing people that the fact that they want to spend time with me and they enjoy doing so makes me feel good about myself, and it makes me feel loved, and it makes me love myself even more. And I know there's that saying of like, oh, you can't expect other people to love you if you don't love yourself. But I don't think that's 100% true. Mm. I think that knowing that the people that I surround myself with are people who I respect and admire and love so much, love me as well, gives me a little bit of that self-esteem. That's number one.
That's beautiful. No, I just have to chime in and say that. No, I think that that's, I completely agree with you. Gorgeous.
The second thing that I do, and this for some people might be destructive, for some people might be positive, for me, I've decided that it's ultimately positive, is that I save the relaxing and enjoyable things for after I get the productive things done, because I'm able to fully enjoy and relax and do those things fully instead of like thinking about the things that I have to do. So like, I like to clean up and I like to make sure that things around the house are done before I sit down and watch Selling Sunset and drink a glass of wine, because I know I'm going to be able to fully enjoy that moment, not thinking about, oh, well, I can't fully relax because I'm going to have to get up and do that. Again, for some people that might not be the optimal thing. For me, I know that that is, so that I can actually fully take advantage of those moments.
I think that's really healthy. For me. Yeah. Well, I mean, I would love to get to that place to clean before.
It's mental illness love.
I do 5 minutes of responding to emails and then...
I don't even mention emails.
Have to take a break, you know? Yeah. That's just where
I'm at. Maybe this gets back into the comparing thing where you're different than me and I'm different than you.
Totally.
And what is optimal for me is not optimal for you. Exactly. And I think that's where we kind of get back into the wellness culture thing and maybe waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning and doing a meditation and doing workout and... Mm-hmm. Going to get a matcha and taking the dog for a walk and whatever those crazy morning and journaling. Don't forget journaling. Gratitude journaling.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not what's optimal for you and that's okay.
100%.
It's about finding what feels good for you, and that might be an eye roll because it might sound so vague and so annoying, but that's truly the case. And we wish nothing more for you than to find what feels good and go with your gut feeling.
Holy shit. Trust your intuition, baby.
Trust your gut.
Trust your gut. Listen to it. Tap into it. Eat your kimchi. Like.
But anyway, that was a little bit, again, of a tangent, but what else is a podcast besides a long tangent? If you have gotten this far, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And we cannot wait to connect with you guys more.
Thanks for listening. And if you resonate, let us know.
And if you don't, keep it to yourself.
No, if you don't, let us know. We want to hear from you, and we're so happy you're here. This is a little segment that we like to call Spill Your Guts, where we talk about the highs and lows of our week. You start.
So I guess we'll start with lows, because I think we should end on a high note.
Great idea.
So my low, my real low... has to do with a co-parenting situation, but I won't get into the specifics of that. I would just say that I've been trying really hard to go to bed early. I mean, essentially for my entire life, and I feel like midnight has been the absolute earliest that I can go to bed. After my two-year-old goes to bed, I only have a certain amount of hours to like do all of my work and shower and do my bedtime routine and all of that. And this week has been so crazy and so much to work on. So much good stuff, and we'll get into my high, but I am just exhausted, and I really want to be able to get a good night of sleep, so that'll be my low. And then my high is that there have been so many really exciting projects and things that I have launched this week, including the podcast, and I put together the website and did some graphics and some branding stuff for Gut Feelings, and we finally announced it this week. This is the second week of December, just to give you a little bit of an inside look on when we're actually recording this. So a lot of really exciting stuff. I've also announced my partnership with my friend that I am dueling with. So that was also really exciting. And I just feel really grateful not only to be able to work with friends and people that I really love, which also gives me an opportunity to spend time with them. Mm-hmm. But it also feels like I'm getting to a point where I'm working towards things that I'm super passionate about for myself. And it feels totally different to do things like branding and marketing and creative stuff when it's something that's my own thing that I'm really proud of. So yeah, really good high.
That's a very good high.
Yeah.
My low of the week, I think my low of the week was maybe being a little bit out of alignment with my boyfriend and partner. You know, not a bad thing, just maybe not being on the same frequency. But the good thing is that he's a Gemini and I'm an Aquarius, so we have excellent communication skills. And we were able to just talk through any misalignment that we had. We're both really busy. My boyfriend has a full-time job, plus has just started school for that job. So he's got his plate full, plus, you know, his own creative endeavors, plus wanting to spend time with me. So there's that. And I'm really busy myself with my own projects and having my clients and working on new opportunities for myself. So we both kind of had to find a moment to meet in the middle. So that was my low. And I would say my high was getting 2 new clients, not only a nutrition client, and not only a meal prep client, but also a nutrition client, which was really exciting. So as you said, Yaz, I think ending the week on a high note is important, but I definitely, it's on my mind because I'm able to be working on something and making an income from something that really truly makes my heart sore, from a few different things that make my heart sore. And yeah, announcing our podcast was pretty cool too. We got a lot of support. It felt really good and warm and cozy. So that was exciting too.
And speaking of warm and cozy, we are now going to turn on a Christmas movie. Again, we are still in December when we're recording this, but we're going to cozy up with my favorite cozy Target knit blanket that I can't stop talking about.
It's so good.
I'll link it in the show notes in case any of you are interested. But we're going to drink our hot chocolate and eat some of our coconut-based ice cream and just enjoy the rest of our evening. And I hope you guys are doing the same in terms of enjoying the rest of your evening, not necessarily watching a Christmas movie.
Unless in January, yeah.
Unless that's your vibe. Thank you so much for listening. We are so excited to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to talk to you soon.
Yeah, sending you guys so much love, and thanks for listening.
Have a great week.
Bye.